Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Business of African Fashion Podcast. Hey, guys, it's been a while, and today is November 2nd. Today is Thursday, November 2nd, and I just wanted to jump on here and do a podcast really quickly because I did not want 2023 to end without me sharing something, without me checking in with y'all and just letting you know how my year has been, asking you all how your year has been, and also just being human. I literally have in my notes here, just be human. So it's been an interesting year. I have had a lot of interesting things going on. 2023 was quick. 2023 was a quick year, but I am grateful and I'm thankful for where I am and, you know, just the journey that I have experienced this year. And I wanted to just come on here and, you know, just share what some of the things that I've been going through. And really, so with this podcast, when I initially had the idea to start, right, the goal was to basically create something that I felt was missing, something that I didn't have, which is community for African fashion entrepreneurs, people who have a dream, people who have a vision, people who want to contribute something meaningful to the world, but, you know, they don't have the community or the support that they need to necessarily do that. So that's really why I started this podcast and also why I started the community. And so I've struggled a little bit, quite honestly, because it's just this year, 2023, that I have the sketch or the idea for the actual African fashion business that I want to do. And no, it hasn't launched yet. No, I don't have everything figured out. And so I question myself sometimes. I'm like, do I really deserve to come on here and talk to y'all about something that I haven't necessarily done, right? But then I looked at it from a different perspective and I'm like, well, what if it's not necessarily something that I've already done? What if I'm sharing with you all the journey, the ups and the downs, the decisions and the challenges as I'm going on building this business? So that's what I'm going to be doing from here on out, is basically sharing with you the journey as I go. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be here, right? So I'm encouraging myself with the done is better than perfect. That's a quote that I'm holding in my left hand and just, you know, ruminating on and thinking on as I think about what I want to do for this podcast going forward. And you all let me know too, if there's something in particular you want to hear, there's something in particular you want to learn about, please let me know. I appreciate your feedback. And to all my OGs already in the community, I really appreciate you all. You have no idea what it means to me to go on Mighty Networks and see that there are actual people in there who are passionate about this, who see the vision and who are also building their businesses. I'm truly convinced that if you want to do something long term, it helps. And it is essential for you to be in a community, right? So I'm really grateful to the OGs who are in the community. And if you're not part of the community yet, make sure you join us. We're businessofafricanfashion.com. We're a community of fellow entrepreneurs, people who are about the same level that you are, and we're all figuring it out. So also going forward in this podcast, I will be sharing general life lessons that I'm learning. I read a lot, so I'll be sharing some of the things that I see in books and, you know, just the journey as I go, because I think there's a lot of information out there from people who are already at, quote unquote, the mountaintop. But it's like, what about those of us who are just starting the journey? Where is information for us? So I think this podcast is going to be a place where you see someone who's at the beginning of her journey, and hopefully that resonates with you and you connect with other people who are also at the beginning or in the middle, wherever you are in the journey, quite honestly, to share our stories and to connect and to support one another. Another thing I wanted to share was that in last season, I did more of pre-recording. So last season, season two, I actually recorded like a few weeks before the episodes came out because I had a crazy busy work schedule where I was working in public accounting at the time and we were working crazy hours, to where I knew that I wouldn't be able to record the podcast in real time. And so thinking about next year and season three, I started to worry and have so much anxiety about like, oh my God, what is the plan? What are we going to do? Who are the guests going to be? What am I going to talk about? And I started to freak myself out because I started to think that I needed to do it the exact same way that I did season two, which was pre-recorded. So I think I'm going to take a different approach and try to do more real-time podcasts and try to do more podcasts that are just, you know, sharing what I'm learning and sharing what's on my mind. Because I think the pressure of having to pre-record an entire season might not be what I need at this time. And in some other seasons, it might be what I need, right? So really what I'm saying is that I'm figuring it out and I'm going to try different things and see what works and just make sure that I'm doing what's best for you all. So your feedback is really important. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to see. Let me know what you want to learn. And if you're also on your journey, feel free to share that as well. All right. That's really all I have. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye.